We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:49. This is the Afternoon Magazine. My name is Celeste Quinn. The Wildlife Medical Clinic at the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine is a not-for-profit organization staffed by volunteers. The clinic treats ill, injured, or orphaned animals. The goal is to help them reach the point where they can be returned to the wild. 1 week from this Saturday, the clinic will hold its biggest fundraiser of the year, Doodle for Wildlife. This will be the 9th year for Doodle for Wildlife. It's a party, really, with live and silent auctions of doodles drawn by celebrities, including Dan Aykroyd, Christina Aguilera, Mario Andretti, Candice Bergen, Carol Burnett, Billy Idol, Lynn Johnson, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Donald Trump. Megan Keyes is a third-year vet med student and a team leader at the clinic. She's with me this afternoon in the studio to tell us more about the Wildlife Medical Clinic and Doodle for Wildlife. Megan, welcome.
Thank you.
So good to have you here, Megan. What animals are currently being treated at the clinic?
Right now, given that it's the winter season, we're not seeing too many of our mammal friends yet. They're still hunkered down for the cold weather we're having. So right now, we've got a lot of birds. Red-tailed hawks are what we see mostly during the winter. Owls, as people who read the papers might know, we do have a bald eagle with us right now. We do see them every so often because they migrate through the area. So we have her with us. And that's the main brunt of everything right now.
Is the spring going to be, is that when you see a bump up in the patients?
Yeah. Matter of fact, we're gearing up probably in about the next 3 weeks. We're going to start our baby season when everybody starts having babies. Usually the squirrels come first, then the bunnies, and later on the other mammals. So we're getting ready for that.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about working in the clinic?
I like the fact that it not only helps the animals, but it helps the community. You know, we get calls from all over the state of Illinois and, you know, people, you know, they just don't have anything in their area to provide this kind of service for them. And, you know, they're good people and they want to help. And, you know, they see an animal that needs help and they want to get it for them. So I think it's fantastic that we can be here right in the heart of East Central Illinois and provide this service to the community. And then, of course, the benefit to the animals themselves, getting them back to health and back out in the wild where they belong.
How many students and faculty volunteer to care for the clinic's patients?
We've got three faculty members plus an intern that oversees the clinic operations. And then we usually have somewhere around 100 student volunteers. They can also come from the undergrad, students who are interested in pursuing a career in vet med and who are undergrad students at the U of I. They can volunteer with us as well. So we can kind of get them started and show them what vet med's all about.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about Doodle for Wildlife. It happens Saturday, March 6th.
Mm-hmm.
How many doodles will be up for auction? Quite a few, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's quite a lot this year. We've got a bunch of that are new drawing for us this year too that haven't done so in the past. Billy Idol was one of the main ones where you know, we've never gotten a doodle from him before, and he did one for us this year that's pretty cool. Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick always give us one, so it's, you know, they're very, very supportive and have pretty much done one for us at least the past 4 years, I know for sure. So
yeah. Is there one you're particular to?
I really like Sarah McLaughlin's. It's a very pretty, last year she had a beautiful snowflake design. It was gorgeous. And this year she's got a cat design that's very pretty. So,
and I want to tell our listeners that there's a link to an online gallery of the doodles at our website. You'll find it on the page for the schedule for today's Afternoon Magazine. Okay, so where will Doodle for Wildlife be held?
We're holding it at the iHotel, and it'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. on that Saturday. We've kind of changed things up a little bit this year. Usually we do like a buffet dinner and it's a whole big sit down production. This year we kind of decided that we wanted to make it a little bit more of an intimate social gathering as opposed to a sit down dinner. So we're doing more hors d'oeuvres. More like a cocktail party, exactly. Sunsinger generously provides wine for us. They're fantastic. They've done that for us for several years now. The wine, the hors d'oeuvres, the desserts, and just make it more of a relaxed atmosphere is what we're shooting for this year.
Now, in addition to the auction of the celebrity doodles, do you have some other things planned?
Yes, actually, we rely a lot on the generosity of local businesses. We do talk to many local businesses about donating either items or gift certificates or stuff like that, and we try to build little packages around the items that we have for Doodle. So, I think last year we had someone donate like a model car type thing, so that went with the Mario Andretti Doodle. We kind of try to build little packages around them of stuff that makes sense. And, of course, we rely on generosity of parents, too. My family, everybody's gotten involved this year. My dad did stuff, my mom did stuff, and even my sister wanted to make stuff so that I could use it to help the clinic. So we rely on the students' parents a lot as well.
Now, will some of the residents of the animal residents of the mm-hmm. clinic be on hand as well? That's kind of
yeah.
Neat.
Yep. We have several resident birds of prey. They were patients at one time or another, and they were unable to be released. I mean, ideally, that's what we want to do.
Sure.
But unfortunately, have to recognize that you can't have 100% rate of release. So they stay with us, and they're used for educational purposes, which goes back to helping the community as well. We go to schools with them and, you know, get kids excited about wildlife and excited about, you know, making sure to preserve this kind of stuff. So they'll be there. We're actually going to have a little setup area where people can come and stand by the birds and get their pictures taken with them. So that'll be something new and exciting this year that we're trying out. And then one of the volunteers, her friend, will do a drawing. Live drawing of one of the birds. I believe she said she's doing Noelle this year, who's our northern saw-whet owl. And so she'll do a live drawing that'll be part of the auction as well.
Okay.
So people will be able to like watch her put it all together. So it'll be very exciting.
So a lot of fun and for a good cause.
Yep.
Okay. Megan Keyes, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you, Celeste.
And once again, it's a Doodle for Wildlife, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., March 6, 2010, at the I Hotel and Conference Center. And if people want to register here, what do we need to do?
You can go to the VetMed website, which is vetmed.illinois.edu. And there should be a link right from the homepage to the Doodle for Wildlife site, and you can get registered. Monday, the price does go up because we're so close to the time there. So it's $50 a person until Monday, and then after Monday it goes up to $60.
Okay. And since it's a cocktail party, I'm sure you'd rather have people register ahead of time, but... But, you know, I suppose there it could be a chance that you could have walk-ins?
As far as I know, we'd prefer to stay away from the walk-ins.
Sure.
But you can register, like, right up to the last minute.
Excellent.
You know, like, right up till Friday for the Saturday event. So we're not going to, certainly not going to deny anybody, you know, registering up till then since it is a benefit. And pretty much this is our biggest fundraiser that we do every year. Typically for the clinic, it costs around $70,000 to $75,000 for us to run the clinic for a year. We see anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 patients, and all of that has to be from the generosity of the public. We don't, you know, receive any type of funding elsewhere. And traditionally, the Doodle has raised about half of our operating budget for the year. So it's really, really important to the clinic remaining open.
Okay. The Wildlife Medical Clinic at the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine, a not-for-profit organization staffed by volunteers, one of them being my guest this afternoon, Megan Keyes, who is a